Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to hijack your attention. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and trust me, I get it. We live in a world overflowing with distractions, notifications, and instant gratification. It's like our brains are on a perpetual sugar high, craving the next dopamine hit. But what happens when this constant craving starts controlling us? When we find ourselves scrolling mindlessly for hours or reaching for that snack even when we're not hungry. That's where we come in. Today, we're diving deep into building healthy boundaries to prevent those pesky dopamine cravings from taking over your life. Ever felt like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like there's just never enough time in a day to get everything done? You know that feeling when you close your laptop and immediately reach for your phone, only to find yourself down a rabbit hole of social media? We've all been there. It's like our brains are hardwired to seek out stimulation and instant gratification. But setting healthy boundaries isn't about depriving ourselves, it's about taking control and prioritizing what truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the dopamine dependence and reclaim your focus. 1. Identify your triggers. The first step is recognizing what sets off those cravings. Is it social media, certain websites, specific people, or even just boredom? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of tempting desserts if you were trying to lose weight, right? Same principle applies here. 2. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your life as tech-free zones. This could be your bedroom, the dinner table, or even just 30 minutes before bed. When you disconnect from your devices, you create space for other activities that nourish your mind and soul, like reading a good book, taking a walk, or simply enjoying a conversation with loved ones. 3. Schedule time for indulgence. It's okay to indulge in those dopamine-inducing activities occasionally, but do it intentionally and within limits. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media all day, schedule 30 minutes each evening to catch up on your feeds. This way, you're still getting your fix, but you're also consciously choosing to engage with it rather than letting it control you. Think of it as a treat, not a daily necessity. 4. Find alternative rewards. Dopamine isn't the only neurochemical that makes us feel good. Explore other activities that trigger positive feelings, exercise, creativity, spending time in nature, helping others. These activities create a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment that lasts longer than the fleeting dopamine rush from your phone. 5. Practice mindfulness. One of the most powerful tools you have is mindfulness. When you notice yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom or stress, take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply, acknowledge your craving, and then consciously choose a different activity. This simple practice can help you break this cycle of autopilot behavior and regain control over your impulses. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who feels completely overwhelmed by her work emails and social media notifications. She's constantly checking her phone, feeling anxious when she doesn't hear immediate replies and struggling to focus on her tasks. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes she needs to set some boundaries. She establishes no phone zones during mealtimes and before bed, schedules specific times for checking emails, and starts engaging in mindful activities like yoga and meditation. Gradually, Sarah notices a shift. She feels less stressed, more focused, and has more energy throughout the day. She's reclaimed her time and attention, proving that healthy boundaries are not about restriction, they are about liberation. So, remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and celebrate your wins along the way. Remember, you are in control of your attention, and reclaiming it is a powerful act of self-care. Ready to ditch the dopamine dependence and level up your life? Head over to our website for more resources and tips on building healthy boundaries. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some dopamine damage control. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.